Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings, and I got to be real with you here. I'm just a man, and sometimes I make mistakes.
And men make many mistakes.
And I said I love you to someone who wasn't my wife, and it was a mistake, and I regret it.
I need more context.
Okay, so let's go backwards, okay?
Because I'm like, am I supposed to be mad at you? Because I'm always team your wife.
So when I was a young child, five, my family was torn apart by infidelity. Mm-hmm. And my dad and my mom split. Me and my sister basically stayed with my mom. My brother went and lived with my dad. And while we are still in contact, we're not, like, close. And so some of those relationships are strained. Like, my brother and I, we don't talk very often. My dad and I, we don't talk very often. There's no animosity. We just were separated so young.
Yeah.
That
you don't know them like that.
Things are kind of weird. And so I talk to my brother once in a while. Probably twice a year we get on the phone and catch up.
Your birthday, his?
Yeah. sometimes we, you know, send each other memes and stuff. But it's definitely one of those things where if I get a call from my brother, I'm like, uh-oh, did somebody die?
Oh, no!
Luckily, nobody died, but I was talking to my brother on the phone, and we're catching up, and it's very, like, general catching up, right?
Well, what do you do nowadays? Still the same old job.
Still on the radio, you know, and you know, he's got a kid who's grown. I have a daughter who's two, and we're catching up on that stuff, and he gets to his destination, and he's like, hey, I gotta go, and as we're wrapping up the phone call, you know, who do I normally talk to on the phone?
Normally
talk to my wife. I normally talk to my mom. And people who I say I love you to. And as we're wrapping up the phone call, I said to my brother, all right, well, love you. And then I went, didn't mean to say that.
That's worse.
And then he said, okay. And I go, it's not that I don't love, like, I love you because you're my brother, but, like, I wasn't just going to be like, I love you. And he's like, all right, I'll talk to you later. And I was like, okay, bye.
So you said I love you, and then you took it back.
And then I took it back, and then I reinstated it, but with conditions, I guess.
and he at no point said, you know what, love you too, man, bye.
No.
It was more like,
it was so awkward, but we've never said that to each other in our lives. I don't say that to my dad. I don't say that to my brother. When we see each other on the rare occasion, we don't, like, we're not like that.
Okay.
And then so to be like, I love you, like, I was like, ooh, I want to die. Right now.
Especially because he didn't say it back.
Yeah. Well, yeah. But it would be weirder if he did.
Really?
I would hate that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No, I love you with the brothers.
No. Who did you accidentally say I love you to? 877-591-9696. I'm on Bluetooth yesterday driving down Lakeshore Drive, and I accidentally say I love you to my brother.
And then take it back.
And then I took it back. Sometimes you say that on accident.
I think a lot of people do, like, in relationships.
Well, it could be like, you know, maybe it was somebody you were in a relationship with. It was early on, maybe too early to say I love you, and then it accidentally slipped out. Maybe you
to your boss.
Maybe you said it to your boss.
Okay, love you, bye.
Yeah. Anybody who it would be kind of bizarre to say I love you to would love to hear your story at 877-591-9696. What did you accidentally say I love you to? We would love to hear from you. It's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who did you accidentally say, I love you to?
Love you.
Love you. It could be your boss. It could be somebody that you were maybe too early in a relationship with. I accidentally said I love you to my brother, which I know that doesn't sound like a big deal, but boy, was it awkward because I took it back. Lisa in Chicago, who did you say I love you to?
Okay, Moog, I think I got one to top you. I accidentally said I love you to my gynecologist.
Oh, my God.
Well, okay. You know what? Sometimes they answer questions that we can't, and we're grateful.
And you know what? They're taking care of something very important. But how did this all happen? Like, was this like legs up and you're like, well, you know what? I need you to know I love you.
Well, you know what's crazy is, growing up, I was a mama's girl. And, you know, your mom always does stuff for you, and you do stuff for your mom. You're like, okay, thank you. I love you. Sure. Thank you. I'm great. Well, you know, if I have somebody working down there, I need somebody who I trust. And at the time, the doctor was, she was similar to my mom in terms of personality.
Oh, she had mom vibes.
I think after she was, like, done, I don't know what my brain was thinking. She got done. Everything looks good down there. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Thanks. I love you. And it just came out like word vomit.
This is a horrendous thing to happen.
Yeah, because she's like, I didn't work down there that hard. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, did she say it back?
No, it was the most awkward thing. I looked at her. I was trying to pretend like I didn't say it, but she definitely knew I said it. And I couldn't show my face in that doctor's office again, so I had to get a whole new doctor.
Yeah,
I couldn't do it.
After all those years.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a, you
That's
know
pretty
what?
Brutal.
It's a little bit awkward, but you were grateful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She did a thorough job.
You should have just done what I did and just been like, I didn't mean to say that, and then just weaseled your way. Then you could still go to that gyno. No, it'd still be weird.
Well, no, Mo, that would have been even more awkward. Because then she knows I would have said it. I think, you know, in her head, maybe she was like, did I hear what I just think I heard? But, yeah, no.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah. You know what? Saying I love you to literally anybody that's not a friend or a lover is always just a little off.
Yeah. If
or
they're
family
not,
member family, that you love, yeah. Love.
Wow. Well, you know what? You love it. Do you love your new guy now?
Yeah. This time I made sure it's like some awkward woman named Olga. So okay, I'll never say I love you to that. Yeah.
You love them, but you don't express that love to them anymore.
Somewhere out there, there's an Olga listening going, hey, I deserve love.
Olga the gyno. Well, shout out. Well, thank you very much for that, Lisa.
Thank you.
I love you.
Love you, Lisa.
Bye.
Bye.
She didn't say it back.
Oh, yeah.
How rude,
How
Lisa.
Carla, have you ever said I love you to somebody that you shouldn't have said I love you to?
Oh my gosh, yes.
Who?
This was an ex-boyfriend. I was much younger. And you know how sometimes when people do something nice for you, when you're really overwhelmed, you're like relieved?
Yeah.
And so I think we had only been dating maybe a month or two. Super early. And he said that he had picked something up for me, or he was like really helped me out in a time of need.
Okay.
To which I went, oh my gosh, thank you so much. I love you. And I as soon as I said it, I instantly went, and he went, and I looked at him and he looked at me, and I was about to like take it back when he said, he grabbed my hand and he goes, don't worry. Oh my gosh, I love you too. And then he kissed my hand. He went, and I was like, oh.
So you're like, now we say I love you.
I was like, oh, and he loves me too.
So, but did you like love him at that point?
No.
No,
not like that.
But now he loves you. Oh my God.
But he was like so fully into it.
He was like, yeah, we say I love you now. So from then on out, did you the guy say I love you?
Yeah.
And you didn't even mean it.
I didn't.
Wow.
But then I was stuck saying, because when it's romantic, it's worse when you're like, no, I don't.
Yeah, well, yeah, you can't be like, I did not mean to say that.
If it was my sister, I could be like, just kidding.
Oh, no.
But
that's great.
Yeah.
All right.
We're no longer together because, well, don't love him.
There wasn't real love,
no.
Yeah. Well, lesson learned. All right, it's Moog and Carla Mornings and Kid Cudi on B96. Day and night,
I toss and turn. Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.